Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is the sun out?
Yeah.
Yay? Nay?
Yeah, temperature check.
I don't think it is.
Weather boy?
Hold on, I'm going to go look.
I'll look. She'll take your heart,
but you won't feel. I don't think so. She's like no other. Yeah. And I'm just trying to make you see. She's the kind of girl you dream of. Dream of keeping hold of. You better forget it. Little bit? Little bit, it's either in or it's out. Whit Grosbeck was out with Felger and Maz yesterday. First hour of the show. Jumped on board, talked about the end of the season. There were some things that he did not want to talk about. He expressed a number of times that the team is going to get together next week. It's going to have a meeting. Their postseason meetings that will involve both Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge. Talk about postseason basketball matters. NBA draft lottery, as we know, was a couple of nights ago.
We getting reports on Danny, like from a health standpoint?
You know, he didn't really talk about it. Did you sense that? He referenced HIPAA. He gave us a HIPAA roadblock.
Yeah,
yesterday.
I think
he said on players we have permission to sort of talk about some of their injuries, but when we're talking about
I think it's stress a job. I think Danny gets stressed. I think Danny obviously had the issue
civilian employees.
Before. I think Wick took the high road on everything yesterday. I'm just gonna stay in my lane. On everything.
He pulled a Dave Dombrowski. You know how Dombrowski rolls.
No, Dombrowski did it with a player. I wonder if Wick let something out of the bag, little cat out of the bag there.
What do you mean?
Maybe Dombrowski has the ability to talk about some of that stuff, that he's just using HIPAA as a crutch. Wick said we have the ability to talk about our players.
I think players can actually prevent the teams from talking about their injuries if they want to.
Chris Sale
stands out as the chief example of this. I think a player can stop the team from talking about injuries, but it's such an accepted practice that the team does talk about your injuries and you as a player talk about your injuries.
Yeah.
Because honestly, who cares, right?
Which is strange because
if you hurt your elbow and you're a pitcher, who cares? Oh, I hurt my elbow. Like, what's the big deal?
I don't know. I mean, you got the GM from the Red Sox a couple years ago is talking about the chronic knee of the little leader. And you people need to get used to this, and it's not getting any better, and it won't. And it's about pain management. And now it's just a minor setback all of a sudden. I don't know what to believe.
I know, but it just popped up since we're talking about injuries. Brock Holt just got hit in the knee with a pitch in a rehab.
Oh, of course he did.
Paw Sox.
Who hit him? Did his kid hit him off the tee again? Did Garrett Austin tweet
training staff out to check on him.
Oh, my God.
My guy.
That team. His eyes
11
okay,
a.m. start.
Is his eye is okay though?
I don't know. Obviously, he didn't see the pitch well enough to get out of the way.
That's
too soon.
Maybe he swung at the one in the middle. You see three of them. Swing at the one in the middle.
All right. So Wick was on with Felger and Maz, and a couple of things stood out. I think the thing about Kyrie, his answers about Kyrie stood out. You know what, Jim? I want to call a quick audible. Why don't we play number five? Because I don't know if we played this earlier. He had a couple answers on Kyrie. We'll play this one first to set up the second one we want to play, which is a question about do the Celtics want Kyrie to come back? Play this one, though, which is just a back and forth about Kyrie Irving.
Annie Ainge said at one point during the regular season that your relationship with Kyrie Irving is an engagement, not a marriage. So I ask you, is the engagement still on as far as you know?
I'm not going to comment on, as I said, you guys before, really not going to talk about specific guys except in real generalities. Kyrie's given us 2 years of strong effort. He's going to decide what he's going to do down the road. He hasn't commented publicly, so I'm going to respect that.
Have you spoke to him?
I have spoken to him.
So have you had talks with he and his people, and has there been a dialogue, or is it just sort of a see you later, have a good offseason, we'll, you know, don't call us, we'll call you? What was the name? Have there been ongoing talks, I guess, is my question.
Sorry, not going to comment on that. But this is a process that will go through longer than this week.
That right there. It's a process that goes on longer than this week.
When can the talks start?
That, to me, tells you there's more talks coming.
What's legally? When can the talks legally start?
What do you mean?
For sign him right now. He's their player.
Okay. He's their player. They can talk to him anytime they want.
But for him to get the most money, he can't agree to anything until after July 1, right?
Yeah, but they can still call him, though, anytime they want.
Okay.
They can have lunch right now.
Fine. All right. Because, like, the NFL free agency, it starts to start appearing, and there's that legal tampering period, which I can't stand.
No, they can stand. They can talk to him anytime they want to talk
to him. For everybody else, it's June 30th at 6 p.m. They moved it up 6 hours so people don't have to do the midnight
thing.
Nice.
Yeah, but they could be talking to him right now. They can call him. And when he said that part, though,
it tells me they are talking.
That the process, you know, it's a process that continues beyond this week. Mm-hmm. That
nothing will be done.
Don't
soon.
Worry, we're still calling. He'll still be calling. That I just thought it was a little. It was something I was clinging to, obviously, because you know my thoughts on this. I want Kyrie back. That I'm clinging to that. That they're still going to be knocking on the door. Whether or not Kyrie answers, that's a different question. But they're still going to be making their efforts.
I just thought it was such a diva-esque type player, and him being the thinker, and full well known that audio is getting out there that if he truly wants him back and wants to continue his relationship with the Celtics, I thought he would be more. Yeah, loved the guy. Loved when he was here. Went through a lot.
But Maz put it right to Wick. Do you want him back? Is it safe to assume? Here it is. Here's that.
Can we assume that the team wants Kyrie back?
I'm just not going to comment about anybody on the roster in that. We've got 15 guys. And we're going to evaluate all of them. And I'm not going to comment on one person and then not comment on another because it's going to send a negative or positive signal. Just don't want to do it.
He's a different player. I just thought we'd have got more if he wanted him back and he's coming back. I thought he's gone after hearing that. That's just the way I felt. Not on any past interview or what, but I think Wick puts it out there. You know how he feels.
Hardy's with you. He thinks there's a way you can answer that without having to do the entire roster. I'm not sure there is. Because then you could say, well, do you want Jason Tatum back or do you want to trade him?
Hey, everybody has T's been through a lot.
But
I'm on record.
Do you want beneficial to
opt out?
It's beneficial to Wick or Danny or anybody to make all these guys seem wanted. Of course we want them. So when someone picks up the phone and calls about a trade and like, no, we want that guy. You're going to have to give up more than that. That's the easy answer. Of course we want him. We signed him in the first place. We want him. We want all our guys.
But he can't keep them all.
But he can call Kyrie Irving himself at any point in time and tell Kyrie how much he wants him. He can express it to the player directly.
Well, they asked him,
he doesn't need to do it through the
media, right? Have you talked to Kyrie since he's here? He said yes, right? Yes.
He may have already told Kyrie directly how much he wants him to stay here.
But it helps the overall process to make it sound like every player is wanted in Boston.
An anti-media Kyrie man there.
This player.
Maybe he says, and Kyrie, I'm not going to do it through the media because I know how much you hate that. I'm going to do it directly to you. I'll keep it out of the press, keep it out of the media.
Wick knows his
face. Why would Kyrie hate having it out there through the media?
Because he's a weirdo, and all he did this year was talk about how much he can't wait to be effing done playing so he gets those cameras out of his face when he's walking into the building, and I won't effing miss this.
Everybody wants to be wanted, Beto.
Oh, you're reading into my conversation with a friend at the All-Star game, Kevin Durant, blah, 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 and how much he hates the media and despises the media reading into his free agency.
It's better to be wanted than needed. Everybody wants to feel wanted.
But he can feel wanted without having it go through the media.
Want you to want me.
And maybe it's all part of a grand plan by Wick and Celtics ownership and management. Maybe. Think of that?
No. because I still think it's beneficial to just get it out there on the record. Of course we want him. What are you talking about?
He also had an answer about the year for Brad Stevens and how hard it was to love this Celtics team. You will hear that from Wick Grosbeck right here on the Sports Hub. It happened yesterday on Felger Maz. That's coming up after the action update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
First, our introduction. Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So the 6 years he's had in Boston, was this the hardest team to coach for him?
That's probably a good question for him. It was one of the hardest teams to love from my standpoint. It was, I'd just rather answer for myself. I wasn't coaching him, but I was watching him, and it was frustrating. It was a tough year for everybody concerned. I think the fans all feel that, and we're, you know, we're going to just try to make it better. But we all feel that, and we, man, you know, the highs and lows, and it just has been, it's been frustrating.
I like that answer. I like it when an owner feels like the rest of us. That is a hard team to like at times. You know they're invested. You know an owner's invested when they think like that.
And when you don't like your product.
They think the things that you think.
When you own something and you don't like your product, you know what you do? You change it.
Yeah, you make changes.
You make changes.
Yep. And that's what I think they're going to do this offseason. I think that's going to happen for sure. That was Wick yesterday on with Felger and Maz. Your reaction to that, along with everything else we've been talking about today, including Tuukka Rask and his run, game four tonight as the Bruins go for a sweep of the Carolina Hurricanes. Let's jump back to your call. Calls, that is. Jake is in Boston today. Hi, Jake.
Hi, guys. Listen, I am a certified Tuukka hater, and it would take only a cup for me to give him any credit. And listen, I've got four strikes with him. Obviously, I have choking the 2010 series. Even though Krejci got hurt, he still had a 3-0 lead in Game 7 there. Obviously, the 2013 gap drop. Two goals, less than a minute to play, blew that game, blew a 2-1 series lead. Then what doesn't really get talked about because it didn't happen here, in 2014, he beat Russia on Russian soil in what was a great Olympic quarterfinal, took himself out of the Olympic semifinal. It was a noon game, and then he did it again with the playoffs on the line about a year later against Ottawa. And listen, that's four strikes, and there are those of us, I'm included, who don't exactly buy the explanation that's been given to us. And I look at his fellow countryman, Mika Kiprasov in Calgary. Guy loved to smoke, loved to drink. He was brilliant at times. He was inept at others. Early afternoon games are his kryptonite. And then throw in the fact that you've got the Ty Anderson, the Commons of the year, who ran the previous cup-winning goaltender out of town because they didn't like his politics. And, well, only a cup undoes this.
You think Tim Thomas got run out of town?
Because of politics?
That's not what happened. Stop it.
No, that was Faith, Family, and Friends.
Yeah.
You had to go into the bunker.
Yeah,
that was. You ever come out
of the bunker?
Yeah.
Some guy selling his locally. It was on the news.
Of the bunker?
Of the
bunker.
You know what it looks like?
You're asking about the bunker?
Yes.
Oh.
It looks like you rode on. that Drive for Five bus. And it has like three of the bunks, little TVs above it.
Yeah.
And big barrels of oats and water down there. Looks fun.
I heard he's still down there just praying away.
I hear something.
Trying to pray something.
Someone's
away
on the property. They go crazy down there.
Mike is in Uxbridge. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Beetle. How you doing?
Good.
I think that, like everybody, I was very disappointed, pissed at Tuukka for the way he was acting in the beginning of the year.
Yep.
Whatever they did, said to him, and between that and Halak playing the way he did, I think he's finally turned it around. I mean, he's got the most wins of any goalie we've ever had. He's been a Bruin since 2006. I think if he wins the Cup this year, he deserves to be right at the top, the big bear on top of the big cup. That's what I think.
The big bear on top of the big cup. Big bear, one cup. Tuukka Rask.
What are you doing in Finland with the cup? Like, when you win the cup, you get taken home for a week, right?
Yeah.
What do you do with it in Finland?
I would imagine that you probably put some kind of fish in it. You probably put some kind of
salted fish.
Salted fish thing, or maybe a stew. Maybe a just sweet and sour peasant stew. Why you call it seafood chowder?
It's just the cup doesn't have pictures of the little boys in there, right?
Oh, Senator, I have a girl. Well, it's been a long time since you've seen one, because that's a boy.
Just the peasant soup. Maybe you make a ratatouille.
It's a stool.
They do that over there, right? Just throw everything in a pot?
Sure.
Yeah. Can we go back to that last call, though? He was upset about Tuukka in the Olympics.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's using that as one of his four things against him. He was really offended. Is he from Finland?
Hold on a second. You could talk about Tuukka in the Olympics as part of you think Tuukka, if you're using it as evidence of you think Tuukka
absolutely
has collapsed in big moments or has tapped out in big moments. Yeah, that's.
I thought he was using that as the four things that pissed him off. Like, did that really piss him off?
No, he's saying.
Okay. It's the resume.
No, I don't think he gives a bleep about Finland in the Olympics. No, I don't think that was what he was trying to say. He was giving examples of Tuukka having had collapses in the past and that he will not.
I thought he said the four things I'll never get over is how he phrased it.
Yeah.
That's all.
The guy had a take.
It was a good call, yeah.
All of his information was good. It was coherent. And we lack that quite a bit on the phones on this show. So I'm going to say good for him.
Yes.
I'm not down on Tuukka the way that guy is.
1-115 yesterday on our show is not good for calls.
So good for him. He doesn't like Tuukka. And the only way he is going to like Tuukka is if he wins it all. And that's his point. And so that proves the point that Hardy's made, which is that Tuukka needs this. He needs this. He needs his David Price moment. He needs the Bruins to go all the way. Tuukka needs to carry them all the way. And he's got a tremendous opportunity in front of him to do that and silence all the critics, just like that caller, that by doing it, Tuukka can wipe out all his previous misdeeds. That's the point. And so my question was, does he even have these people that sort of hate him the way David Price had people that hated him and really didn't like him? Turns out he does. He has people like that, just like that caller, who really don't like Tuukka Rask.
So you're saying the point is not whether or not that caller was truly upset about his Olympic performance. It's more about just Tuukka needing this, which I believe he does.
Which I'm saying proves your point. Correct.
Jim's upset with perhaps the...
Just padding the resume, that's all.
If it were for another team in the NHL, would you be okay with that guy saying, like, look, here's the four things that really bugged me about Tuukka. He tapped out when he was playing for the Islanders when they needed him in the postseason. Would that be okay? Jim?
I guess that's how we've talked about David Price. So maybe.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
The ducks in the water, that was the Red
Sox.
But we don't
have that. Right, we played the ducks in the water clip on David Price. He was not a member of the Red Sox when that happened.
Right.
Huh.
I don't care about the Toronto Blue Jays. I don't root for the Blue Jays to do anything. Right?
Right.
Wow.
Finally get a decent call around here with a good phone and coherent points.
Olympics.
Jim craps all over him because he doesn't believe his Finland in the Olympics take. Don't scare off our good callers,
Jim.
We were
just trying to be factually correct today. That's
okay.
All.
What was incorrect about his call? What was factually incorrect?
Nothing. Just maybe he wasn't upset about it.
Thank you. We'll continue on your Tuukka calls. Also, it has been suggested this week following the NBA draft lottery on Monday night.
Yeah.
Was it Monday or Tuesday? Tuesday night, excuse me. Mixing up my days. On Tuesday night, that the NFL may want to adopt a draft lottery.
No.
And the NFL, being the NFL, has thrown a little bit of fuel on that fire.
Oh.
I'll explain for you. I'll explain and discuss that idea with more of your calls next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Following the NBA draft lottery that took place on Tuesday night, which got plenty of attention, you know, the talking heads in sports media kick around the idea of, well, what if the NFL had had a draft lottery? What if that league had a draft lottery? Yeah. And that's been going on for a few years. It's not a new topic. It's been tossed around before. So it's not entirely new. Except there is something new that happened. And that is, yesterday, an official Twitter account with a blue check mark, so the NFL's draft account, which on Twitter is at NFL Draft, tweeted at 3:07 p.m. Hey, NFL, we want a draft lottery too.
I mean, they already achieved interstellar domination across the board.
Hold on. NFL Draft, you are the NFL.
Right.
So it's an odd tweet to begin with. And the way I read it, I honestly thought for a second, oh, someone hacked the NFL Draft account. That was my first thought when I read this. I thought, oh, someone hacked the NFL Draft account. Because if you look at the NFL Draft account, this account that they have for draft purposes, it's 99% retweets of NFL Network analysts and or posts from NFL.com draft coverage. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. There's no tweets that are just tweets. I'm like, oh, someone hacked their account. No, turns out no one hacked the account. The tweet is still up nearly a day later, which tells you that, no, someone somewhere within NFL media was allowed to post this tweet. No one has taken the tweet down. Who knows who it is that put the tweet up, whether it's part of a large marketing directive of the NFL, whether it's the NFL testing the waters, throwing it out there to get some fan reaction, to create some buzz, or it's just some jackass working at NFL media that just threw it out there just to make it a topic.
Something tells me that doesn't happen with the NFL. They don't have some intern running their social media that just throws stuff out there to try and get some clicks.
Something tells me we often give the NFL far more credit than they deserve, yeah. Hardy.
But for things like this, you don't think that stuff is vetted within an inch of its life?
No, I don't.
I do.
I think the NFL is far more dysfunctional and disorganized than any of us want to realize. That's what I think. So, who knows? But would you put it past the NFL to see the kind of, you know, buzz and traction that an NBA draft lottery gets and say, huh, if we did one of those, that's another night of programming
they
we could
captivate
have.
Another night of programming.
We so could steal another night and put something else on TV and sell the rights to it.
So once free agency is over, it's the draft build-up. It goes all the way to draft night into whatever city they do it in. I mean, now they knocked it out in Nashville. So the draft would already be set, say, in Nashville. So it'd be, say, 2 weeks prior, they'd have a massive TV event where...
I bet it would be more than that.
NFL draft
lottery. It'd have to be more than 2 weeks.
Draft.
It would have to be more than 2 weeks ahead of time.
Could do it at the combine and make the quarterback's combine thing a primetime event instead of a
You already
a
got the combine. You already wrapped that up.
Why? The combine doesn't attract any real viewers, though.
Yeah,
combine still, ratings were trash.
But you
tell
still...
Tell a network, hey, listen, you put the quarterback's workouts on primetime and we'll give you the NFL draft lottery night.
Nobody watches the combine. The combine does no ratings.
But
You could put it at the combine. And actually, well, they do.
Well, they already have that time already
The NFL wants something the entire year. They want to spread it out, whether it's about backing up the playoffs, pushing a Super Bowl back. We're going to push the combine back. Free agency starts. Then it's the draft buildup. Then it's a long weekend, and we're moving it city to city.
They're not making any money on the combine. They can turn it into a moneymaker.
But they already have that time already. Okay, we got our combine here. Why not push it a week later? Now we're going to have the draft lottery.
The draft is a moneymaker.
Why stack things on top of each other?
The combine already ties in with the draft.
You see what I'm saying? Spread it out.
People all of a sudden will want to be more aware of these people if they know the possibility they get a number one pick.
Jim's got it right. You all of a sudden have a sellable event as part of the combine, and you could sell it to one of the networks.
I got
and,
it.
And combine.
Can you
the
imagine 7:30 at night, 8 o'clock
yes.
at night?
How about
the
this?
Draft lottery
yes.
happens, and then 8:30. Oh, my team has the number one pick, and these quarterbacks are working out right now.
Yep, Jim's got it right.
Or the day
someone might actually watch the combine for once, because no one's watching it now.
The number one day of the new calendar for the league. Why not do it that day or the night prior? Because free agency starts that day. Here's the calendar year. We start now. Boom. Not only that, you got the number one overall pick because you just won the lottery.
Yeah, you're diluting the news cycle though with that stuff.
Yeah,
I am. News cycle is already filled up with rumors.
Whenever
of free
they do it, let's focus on the actual idea here that they would actually institute a draft lottery. You for or against?
I'm against it.
Yeah, who's clamoring for this?
Like, if you're gonna,
who needs this?
If you're gonna suck for luck the way the Colts did that one year. Like, we lost our franchise quarterback; his neck fell apart. He has nerve damage. Here's what we're gonna do: we're gonna play Curtis Painter, and we're gonna go 0-16 or 1-15, whatever the hell it was. And we're gonna get Andrew Luck. Imagine doing that, and then all of a sudden, a team that maybe is 5-11 ends up winning the lottery because they got the 4% chance of getting it.
Well, wait
now,
a second.
They get
what,
lucky.
Are you saying that you don't want to penalize a team that tanks their season?
Yeah.
See, I would rather get rid of teams tanking their season.
Okay, Mr. Detroit.
And the draft lottery is one way to do it. Florio's article on this doesn't make any sense to me. He said the league will never do a draft lottery unless it can be done in a way that indeed removes the temptation to tank. What do teams have right now in the NFL?
What do you mean?
If they want to get the number one pick.
No, you tank.
That's yeah. It's not a but temptation to tank. That's what they do right now.
Do you think that the Lions tanked when they had Joey Harrington and they were 0-16 at quarterback?
They don't need any.
But wait, go back. Say you were a Lions fan.
That's a bad example.
And you know they didn't tank. They just sucked. And then still have that rug pulled out from under you. We can't even go 0-16 and do it the right way.
There's not only the temptation to tank, but teams do tank right now.
Why we got a copy of the leagues? That's something cool the NBA has.
They copy college football.
Yeah.
To me, the reason not to do it is because it brings up this whole air of illegitimacy. Maz brought it up yesterday. Again, we're talking about their interview with Wick, which I thought was really good. And, you know, Wick came on and said, like, yeah, I'm just listening to you two knuckleheads talking about how the draft is fixed. You know, it's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. And Maz still wouldn't get off it. And there are other people who are with him. I'm not sure he's wrong. How do you really know? How do you really know that things aren't skewed to help certain teams and certain markets when it comes to a quote-unquote draft lottery?
Do you know whose problem that is? Not our problem. It's the league's problem.
Well, the league is going to have a problem.
They have Ernst & Young now, right? They have like a real accounting firm, and so that's supposed to bring the legitimacy to it. Do you know why we don't believe you, NBA? Why we believe everything
because
in your
you
league
had
is fixed?
Crooked referees?
Because once upon a time you had frozen envelopes, okay, and you weren't mixing up the envelopes at the draft lottery, and you were just doing it yourselves like a, you know, local church bingo. And, you know, there were times when you had a guy in your league who was fixing games because he was betting on them. Like, because your league has been fraudulent for years. Because it's been professional wrestling for much of its existence. That's why we don't believe you on things. It's why even when you bring in a firm, we still think you're fixing it somehow. Your problem, not ours.
Do you think the NBA's draft lottery is rigged?
Right now, and unfortunately, I don't believe it's rigged.
Neither do I. And I think the NFL would probably have a draft lottery that's on the up and up. But a lot of people wouldn't feel that
way. I just don't feel a need for it. I don't feel there's a problem in the league. Is anyone complaining about the teams at the bottom of the league? Does anyone care that the Cardinals got the first overall pick?
The players who get drafted care.
Yeah. You look at Zion the other night. Did he want to go to New Orleans? Did he look like Zion wanted to go to New Orleans?
Does anyone care?
I think there is an element of seeing a really good player go to a crap team, and you're excited to see a certain player come out of college until you find out they're going to be playing for a crap team, and then you're not so excited to watch them anymore.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be playing for a crap team no matter what. In fact, Gil Brandt took the NBA lottery outcomes and took worst record and where they ended up and second best record and aligned it with where it would be in the NFL. We'll actually tell you about that and tell you how it would have looked this year in the NFL. Doesn't matter. You're still going to a crap team, even if you are getting drafted number one. We'll get to that. Get back to your calls as well. All that here on Zolak and Bertrand. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
That is the phone number. So Patrick Peterson just got suspended 6 games by the NFL. Jim, who reported that first? Anyone in particular?
Schefter.
Schefter had it. Adam Schefter. Patrick Peterson, 6 games. You know what my advice is for the New England Patriots on that?
Of course I do.
Make a phone call on
how
that
many
guy.
Games?
Make a phone call on that guy.
How many games?
He's a winner. Six.
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 Naughty boy.
Six, you bad boy, you.
Tight
you
muscles.
Bad boy.
We got the plays for you.
He's going to be so fresh week seven. So you had your quarterback.
Strong man.
Your quarterback was docked 4 games for supposedly deflating air in a football. He came out, went and won a Super Bowl. Actually got the MVP that year. A receiver that you had supposedly doesn't know how something popped up positive. He got 4 games, came back fresh as lettuce, took him forever to get going, ends up being the Super Bowl MVP that year.
Wait, this is 8 games.
Yeah, he corrected it.
Oh. Yeah, 6. Yeah, he followed up another tweet. 6.
Sorry.
A little over $3 million in salary he loses, so that means what? He's making
prorated.
11?
Yeah.
So 7 and change he's going to make now?
Wait, so why does it say, I don't understand. His first tweet said 8, and then it says actually 6. Peterson dropped his appeal. 6 games.
Yeah, like he's seconds later, he tweeted that second tweet.
How does that make sense, though? How do you go from 8, then you drop your appeal?
Did he get
6?
8? Did he get 8? Said he was going to appeal unless you drop to 6 and I'll accept it?
Oh, okay. That's odd, though, right?
Yeah, I don't want to sit a half year. I'll sit 6. Save my legs. Go play for the Patriots. They hate us because they hate us.
Okay.
So you got Gilmore. You drafted the young kid. He'll be a stud across from him. You bring this guy in week 7, plus he can return punts and kick. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, whatever it is he's on, I want him to get here. And his return abilities, don't forget that part of him.
Said, put him back here under punts.
Okay.
What's the toughest part of the schedule, right?
Oh, the end.
Weeks right. 8 through 13?
Exactly when Gronkowski comes back.
Remember,
same time.
Just remember, you can't have enough good corners. You can't have enough good pass rushers. I know that they drafted a corner. I know that they've got great corners. They got a really good corner in Gilmore, and they've got other good corners on the roster. But what the hell, man? If this guy is now available, and you don't forget the salary is now prorated, you have now a prorated salary. You don't pay the whole portion.
Now we know what was going on a couple weeks ago when all those rumors were flying.
6 games for free.
Think the tight ends getting a little bored? You think the retired tight ends getting a little bit bored?
No. I actually don't.
Okay.
It's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And he looks thin and he looks like he is.
Looks like a guy who's not going to be playing football.
He looks like he's living
soon.
A post-football life, to be quite honest with you.
He's not on Patrick Peterson's regimen.
No, he is not on that regimen. So Patrick Peterson's base salary is $11 million.
Plus, they don't test you if you're retired.
Kidneys probably feel good. Mood is much better.
I'll give me a kidney.
Liver and kidneys doing great now.
Yeah. Skin's cleared up.
Hey, Rob, you don't have those zits
that
on your back.
The back acne is gone.
Are you in space?
So, yeah, that's who you got. You got $11 million that will now be prorated. Okay. All right. Patrick Peterson, 11 games. That's what you got.
Look at this league compared to like baseball. You get so his money get banned. You know, dude, never going to the Hall of Fame. Patrick Pearson, yeah, go get him.
So his money for the year will now
so
be
so different.
His money, he will only make $6.875 million for the year now. That's his money. $6.8 million.
No brainer.
You bet your ass it's a no-brainer.
What do you want? What do you want, a five next
and he's
year?
Coming off
sure,
a
here's a fifth rounder.
And he's coming off a six-gamer?
Give him
he's,
a third.
He's going to be awesome next year. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Kind of training this guy's been doing? He's had a hell of an offseason. Yeah.
Give him a third next year.
Where's Isaiah Wynn? Get him matched up with Peterson for a little offseason training.
So Dan Graziano just posted why it would be a six-game instead of a four-game.
Okay, why is that?
Positive test result for a prohibited substance plus a diuretic or masking agent or an attempt to substitute.
Oh, I love him even more.
I like this guy even more.
I like him even
more. You know why? Because at least he made an effort to not get caught.
Yep. He got a lot of diuretics.
What was our issue with Edelman when Edelman got caught last year?
I don't know. What
what was the issue? That he got caught.
Yeah.
You know? At least Peterson made an effort not to get caught.
Ooh, I like him even more.
My biggest issue with Edelman was, why did you get caught?
But he tested positive and also got caught. Covering it up.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That means
at least he was making it.
But wait a minute.
Hey.
This is like that Wycheck type stuff he's on. At least you were trying.
No, but all it is that he took something. Yeah. He took the cover up and they found him. They found his cover up agent.
And they found that Andy tested positive.
Which means he's on like super juice.
Which means he got bad advice.
Or really, really
bad masking
agent. He's got a bad pharmacist is what he's got.
Or potent stuff.
Well, part of this is also an attempt to manipulate the test results.
Well, no kidding.
Like the Wizinator.
He
should have got a Wizinator. You got to find someone to pee for you.
It's Ontario Smith, wasn't it?
Yes. Good job, Jim. You're a weirdo. The fact you remember that name. Jesus, Vikings.
How do you remember that?
I remember looking it up online and seeing pictures of what the Wizinator is. It's scary.
So that just happened. By the way, so Gilbrand, as I mentioned before the break, Gilbrand went back and he looked up what it would be like if you matched the records, you know, worst record, second worst record. And, of course, the NFL draft account retweeted this because they're in the business of building the buzz of an NFL draft lottery. Mm. This is the order it would have been. Jags, Bills, Cards, Bengals, 49ers, Jets, Raiders, Buccaneers, Giants, and Lions. Those are the first 10 picks. All those teams still suck. Nobody wants to get drafted by any of those teams.
It changes things, though.
It does, but...
Say you have the lottery on the night of the combine. The Jags probably don't ever get Nick Foles, and they either get Kyler Murray or whoever quarterback they probably would have drafted.
So is Kyler Murray still going to a team he wants to go to? He's going to either the Jags or the Cardinals.
It changes the landscape, though.
Yeah, no, it does, but they're still both terrible teams. If the issue is what Hardy brought up...
What do you care? You know,
I don't care. That's my thing. I don't care where he's going. If Hardy's saying, well, these players probably care. They're going to bad teams. My thought is, number one, I don't care. Number two, you're going to a bad team whether there's a lottery or not.
Cliff Kingsbury probably doesn't have a head coaching job right now because the Cardinals don't know if they have the number one pick.
Again, I don't care. I don't care if Cliff has a head coaching job or he doesn't have a head coaching
it's
job.
So bad. I don't know if it's Kingsbury or Kingsbury.
Kingsbury.
It's Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury.
You so want to say Cliff Kingsbury.
It's Cliff with a K.
Clifford. Hey, Clifford. Oh, no, that's Franklin. Hey, I'm Franklin. Coming over to play. Growing stronger every day.
617-779-0985. Let's get to your phones. I know you've been waiting. So we'll do that right after Hardy's headlines. No commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.